There was an old diary, had a young wife, and with her he lived the most wretchedest life. The old dyer was jealous, and that without cause, the jolly young hatter enjoyed her likewise. One day this old dyer went to visit a friend. The very next moment young hatter stepped in. They locked up the doors, they made all things fast. Old dyer, come home as you hear at the last. Oh, rattledy-prattledy, made a great noise, saying, here is your husband, nowhere shall I lie. Creep into the cupboard, be sure you lie still, and there you're as safe as a thief in a mill. She opened the door, she gave him a kiss. The old dyer was jealous, there's something amiss. Straightway to the cupboard an errand he made, he spied the young hatter all there as he lay. Oh, he locked up the door and carried the key, he swore the young hatter confined should be. While he went a-roving for five or six men, he swore that young hatter could lay in his den. Oh, now this poor woman's in a pitiful case. She tried all the keys that there was on the place. At last she found one that would unlock the door and set her young hatter at freedom once more. And now for to hide all her shame and disgrace, she locked up a nasty big dog in his place. Oh, when the old dyer come home in the night, I'll see to his men, I will show you a sight. He unlocked the door, the doggy jumped out, they all give a laugh and they all give a shout. Such laughing, such hollering, such shouting was then, he swore that he knew not a dog from a man. He went to his jewel, he gave her a kiss, saying, here, my dear jewel, there's nothing amiss. A man at the time deceived may be, but, my dear Jew, I'm deceived in thee.